Good morning. My name is Jen Yap, and I am Secretary of your Church Council. I would like to welcome everyone to our worship service today, both members and guests alike, and a special warm welcome to our guest musicians, as well as those of you from around the world who are in worship with us this morning through our live stream at holytrinitybuffalo.org. We have a few announcements this week. Next week at our Sunday Forum, we welcome our own Marcia Haas, who will speak on her journey through leukemia. Programs begin at 9:30. All are welcome. Join us today in Redeemer Hall for Oktoberfest from noon to 3, featuring the Auslanders Band. Tickets will be available at the door. All are invited to bring a dish to pass and join us for a potluck luncheon on November 17th after service to celebrate the generosity and support of our congregants. New members will be received on December 8th. For those interested in becoming a new member or in learning more about Holy Trinity, we will be holding an orientation on Sunday, November 24th at 9:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Room. Please call the church office to make your reservation or if you have any questions. Please see the bulletin for additional announcements. Thank you and God bless.
All right. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what we began. We have feasted with friends, but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sin. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. Amen.
Thank you.
love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I invite the young people of the congregation forward for a time with Pastor Miller.
Here they're coming out of the woodwork. Come on down. Come on down. Almost Halloween. Masks are ready to go. Good morning. Good morning. You guys look great. So it is Reformation Day. Do you hear any words? You might not recognize that term, Reformation Day. It's not like Halloween. So not everybody celebrating Reformation Day. Do you hear any words in that word Reformation? Can you hear any words in there that you do recognize? Reformation. 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 Reform. What does reform mean? What does it mean to reform? Oh, make it into something new. Amen. Sermon done. Sit down. Let's listen to the music. Right? No, everybody's like, no, really. Pastor, sit down. Listen to me. So, what I exactly thinking that, something new, I went looking through some of Griffin's old toys, and I did not find a transformer, but I was looking for one. So, all I found in the end was a car. But some of you know transformers, right? If this was a transformer, even though it's a car, what would happen? Anybody know transformers? Am I like a child of the 80s? What would happen if this was a transformer? It would turn into something else like a human, right? It would turn into a robot or a machine. And it's not just cars. Like transformers, they can be trucks, right? Or planes, tapes, and from small, big, and they change. I really wish this was a transformer because then I could make it into something new, just like you said. But here's what Martin Luther believed, who began what we call the Lutheran Church today, that God is always reforming us, reshaping us, that the most important thing is not what has happened in the past and how we did it before, but it's the fact that God loves us today, and that means God is always doing new things. I don't know about you, but I have never had a Reformation Day that looked like this, with all of these folks and all of these great folks. God is doing something new every single day. So I want you to remember when you wake up every morning and say, thank you, God, for today, that God is reforming you, making of you a new creation, a new person. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday, only the love that's coming tomorrow. Amen? Amen. Will you guys pray with me? Dear God, we give you thanks that you reform us, that you reshape us, that you make us new today and every new day. We are so thankful for that gift of love that brings us into a future where we have hope. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Have a great time in faith formation upstairs or with your classes or with your families. If you're not going up, that's okay. You can go back with your family or with your class. All right.
Naya, she's going into her class. She's not standing.
The first reading for Reformation Sunday is recorded in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The second reading for today is recorded in Romans, the third chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. But there is no distinction. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? Is it excluded by the law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. We all hold that a person is justified by faith apart from the works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Please pray first with me. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we give you thanks, Lord God, for waking us this morning, for stirring our hearts and gathering us from our homes into your house again, for forming and reforming us, for shaping us to be your people and transforming our hearts, our minds, our wills, that you might live in us and through us you might live for the sake of the world. So pour out your grace again, that as we continue in this word and share in this supper, you might transform a whole world in need through Christ our Lord. Amen. John Huss was burned to the stake for heresy on July 6th, 1415, for saying no more than what Tim just sang before all of us. Check your translations if you don't interpret the German in your mind. Huss was a student of the 14th century writings of John Wycliffe, who denounced the wealth of the church, called for a greater emphasis on scripture, and oversaw a hand-printed English biblical translation. He believed that scripture was greater than tradition and preached in his native language of Czech for all the people to hear and understand. His writings, so controversial that Huss fled Prague fearing for his life, was later arrested, charged for heresy, punished by death on a briar of fire. Now, it was not Martin Luther's intent 100 years later to be a martyr or even the moderator of a new band of Christians who would call themselves Lutheran still 500 years later. In 1510, Luther, the Augustinian monk, made his first and only pilgrimage to Rome. It was there where he received his first taste of corruption within the church itself. He found his own prayer life to be hollow as he climbed the steps of the St. John Lateran Basilica, steps that are renowned for because it was believed that Jesus had climbed these steps in his passion only to have them moved from Jerusalem to Rome in the 4th century. And Luther found his colleagues to be corrupt, holding what he would say 6 or 7 masses in the time that it would take him to say one, Luther said, just to bring in more money. But the spark that lit the tinder in Luther's heart, as you know, it was the sale of the indulgences, granting pardon for sin while funding the reconstruction of the Basilica of St. Peter back in Rome. An enraged Luther composed his disputation on the power of indulgences, the 95 Theses, and nailed him on the door. His debate catching fire, Luther continued his arguments, essentially saying that because God has come down to us, then we don't need a pope to tell a congregation how to be church. We don't need a priest in order to confess our sins or to receive God's forgiveness and transformational power. Don't tell Pastor Brenda, because we can just forgive one another. Or better yet, Pastor, that means you have all these co-workers who are on your side to make this proclamation. And we don't need a translator as we read scriptures. You can get an app for that and see what the story says to you and speaks to your heart. Siblings, this was radical stuff. In a time when the church was also the political power, these declarations were downright revolutionary. They could cost someone their life. If it wasn't for Gutenberg's movable print machine invented just a couple years earlier, like John Hus, Luther might have lost his head. But movable print was in that time to scribes what texting is today to our mimeograph machines. Remember the copies that you could smell when the paper came out? Kids these days have no idea what we're talking about. Jesus said to those who already believed in him, who are already saved by grace through faith, that if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples and you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free. Friends, Luther knew the truth. That love has come down to us and that nothing can separate us. Nothing can be done through our own strength, but this love has come down and this love even does battle for us. That's what Tim was singing about. Luther knew the truth, that no one and no thing can separate us from the love of God. And Luther writes that if they take our bodies from us, possessions, honor, child, spouse, they have no spoils. The realm still remains ours. That's what the choir is singing about. Luther knew the truth, that to abide in the love of Christ is to keep God's word as we hear it in Scripture and receive it in the Lord's Supper. Luther knew the truth, and that truth sparked a revolution, changing the religious, political, social, and economic landscape of the day. Church, we are the descendants of this radical reformation, this revolution for the sake of love. And Jesus says to us who are already believers, continue in my word, that is, continue in my love. So our church next year will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the ordination of women, because we have continued in the word, and it took us continuing in that word 1,970 years. Until we continued in the word and realized women were the first to proclaim Christ is risen and the resurrection is ours. And so for 50 years we've ordained women, and we will celebrate that. And we celebrate the 40th anniversary of women of color, because we continued in the word and found ourselves having to confess that when we said women, we really didn't mean all women. And so it took us some more work to continue in the word and reform and revolutionize. And next year, we will celebrate the 10th anniversary of LGBTQIA siblings who are ordained, because we have continued in the Word. And we realize that when we have said God pours out gifts on all people, God means all people, that everyone is called, that we are all part of this priesthood of all believers, as Luther said. Everyone gifted by the Spirit, all baptized members of the priesthood of all believers, and we are still reforming. We are a revolutionary church. Church, it is still a radical thing. It is still a revolutionary thing to feed the hungry, to seek out the poor, to comfort the lost, and to care for the refugee. It is still a radical thing to say that every single person has value, that collectively and individually we are created in the divine image. And folks, when we hear the choir sing and hear the orchestra play, the music can't stop until it's finally reached its conclusion. The choir, the instrumentalist, they must sing. They must continue in the Word. We can't stop this radical love, because as we move forward, continuing in the Word, we rejoice that everything that is born of God is destined for victory. Everything that is born of God is destined for victory. So we have the victory. We are the Reformation. We will continue the revolution. Amen.
Gathered together in the radical and revolutionary love of Christ, let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 7 of your worship bulletins. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Knowing the one in whom we trust and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our refuge and strength, you make all things new. Reform your church so that our life together bears witness to your unmerited love. Free us from sin and write the law of love on our hearts. Strengthen all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, for Grace, North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Lord, in your mercy. Reform our relationships with you, with one another, and with all creation. Restore this good earth, the home you entrusted to our care. Enrich soils, cleanse waters, and purify the air. Lord, in your mercy. Bring an end to war and to the violence that shakes the nations and worries your people. When voices of fear threaten to overwhelm us, fill the earth with your peace and strength. We pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces and their families. Lord, in your mercy. Be the present help of those suffering the tumult of illness, poverty, abandonment, and uncertainty. Bring your calm and healing to those in need. We also pray for all those we now name out loud and those we remember in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Watch over all of us, the young and young at heart, for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially today for Kelsey, Mitchell, and Haley. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you those who have died in Christ and now live in the fullness of salvation. We trust your presence now, even as we wait for your glory to be revealed. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of that peace with one another. Please rise. Let us pray together. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gift you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with the life that really is life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Almighty God, bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. peace, live in love as Christ loved us. Thanks be to God.